This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 29th, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. There's been another right main gear collapse on landing for a Scandinavian Airlines Bombardier Q400, a twin-engine turboprop formerly known as the de Havilland Dash 8. The airline says the plane experienced an asymmetric gear deployment followed by a forced landing with a main gear undeployed. 40 passengers and 4 crew members were not injured. This is the third similar incident in less than 2 months. The 3 incidents are the only 3 reported in the long history of the aircraft, and all 3 have happened to Scandinavian Airlines flights. Last month, a Norwegian aviation official suggested it was a design problem, but had no explanation for why only planes maintained by SAS are having the problem. Boeing is denying industry gossip that the 6-month delay in development of the 787 Dreamliner will impact other aircraft now under development. According to the Lehman Company Consulting Group, customers for the upcoming 777 freighter and 747-8 are growing concerned that those planes will also be delayed. Both share resources with the 787 program, and the 747-8 shares the same next-generation GE turbofan engines. Boeing's official comment, quote, "Despite the 787 schedule change, we remain on track for our first delivery of the 777 freighter in the fourth quarter of 2008. Likewise, the 747-8 freighter remains on schedule to deliver in late 2009, unquote. A broad coalition of organizations representing airlines, passenger advocates, business and tourism groups joined the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey Friday in opposing the FAA's planned flight caps at John F. Kennedy International Airport. The coalition, which is made up of groups including the Air Transport Association, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and American Express, asserts that the FAA's plan to cut flights would limit travelers' options, turning away nearly 3.4 million passengers each year from JFK. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and New Jersey Governor John S. Corzine sent a joint letter to Mary Peters at DOT, quote, "We must act now to reduce delays. However, the solution on which the FAA is currently focused, a cap on the number of flights at JFK, is, in truth, no solution at all," unquote. Last week, the Port Authority released its own recommendations to increase capacity at the metropolitan area airports and reduce delays. ATA President and CEO James May applauded that proposal, which calls for immediate implementation of new technologies to ease air traffic control congestion, adding new taxiways, and adding a new westbound departure route for JFK traffic. The government investigators haven't reported yet on a fatal accident at the Albuquerque balloon fiesta, but the Associated Press reports there's already been a lawsuit filed by the sister of the woman who fell to her death in that accident. The sister of that California woman who fell at least 70 feet accuses the balloon pilot, his employers, and the fiesta of being reckless and causing the October 8th incident that led to the death of 60-year-old Rosemary Woolley Phillips. 3 of her friends who were in the balloon and were injured that morning are also plaintiffs in the case. Winds on the morning of the crash were described as light, and many balloons launched, but winds later increased. Fiesta officials declined to comment on the suit. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Armadillo Aerospace has its second heartbreak in 2 years at the XPRIZE Cup. NATCA's Mold Watch moves on to Kansas City. And Bombardier appoints a former FAA administrator to its board. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly chat with CFI Bob Miller, we'll talk about priming an aircraft engine. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.